Verse 4, when he puts forth all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, but will flee from him, because they know not the voice of strangers. Remember when I said this morning, I was talking about Satan and his ideas, and I said, I'm not interested in him. I'm not interested in his ideas. We understand his thoughts. We are not ignorant to his thoughts, but we are not dwelling on them. We don't act based on how he acts or what he thinks and what he wants to do. Because in certain circles of Christianity, there is people who dedicated their life to just fighting devil and Satan and talking against Satan and thinking that we gain ground by pushing Satan back. No. No. The sheep don't know the voice of the stranger. All what they need to know is the voice of the shepherd. If you know his voice, you don't need to know anything else. This allegory spoke Jesus to them, but they did not know what it was of which he spoke to them. Jesus therefore said again to them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now he's declaring to them that he is the door of the sheep. "All who ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enter by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and shall go out and shall find pasture." What is the significance of go in? To be saved. We understand. We have no salvation except through him. But after that, you go in and you come out and you find pasture. Freedom. Freedom. You're not bounded by a fold anymore. You just follow the shepherd. And you have freedom because you know his voice. Next, he takes us to even a higher ground. The thief comes not but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life and might have it abundantly. What is that? What is that? What? He's not only talking about saving us, delivering us, but he's talking about something else. He's saying, I came for them to have life and have it abundantly. So I'm confused now. I know he's going to save me, so I'm not going to die. But he's not only delivered me, so I'm not going to die. He delivered me to be free, so I can enjoy life. There is a life that he's talking about. And not only life, he's saying abundant life. What is that life that he's talking about? Can I challenge you one more time? I see that all of you are looking at me. I'm not losing you. You're still with me. And I appreciate that. Because I know how tough it is to sit at 3 o'clock after a meal and listen to a lecture. I know that's hard. But you agreed with me that you're all dead today, right? You don't care about your aching back or headache or eyelids that are droopy and who can define eternal life? What is the definition of the eternal life? Now we're getting into the true subject that the Lord Jesus is talking about. He came to deliver them, to lead them out of a fold, to lead them to follow him personally. And the end result is to have life and to have it abundantly. What is that life? The eternal life. What's the definition of the eternal life? Say that.
Life outside of time.
Life outside of time. Excellent. Excellent definition. The word eternal means no beginning and no end. It's not only no end. Eternal means both. So it's an excellent definition. Life outside the realm of time, because there's no beginning, no end. Now, that leads me to another question. Which life is the only life that has no beginning and no end. Same. God's life. So what is the true definition of the eternal life? It is the life that God himself lives. It's the kind of life that God himself has. Has nothing to do with time. It's a quality of life. It's a certain type of time. The eternal life that we never knew, the eternal life that was with the Father, but was manifested to us when the Lord Jesus came to this world. What is the manifestation of life? You are alive, right? How do I know that? You're reacting to me. Your eyes are open and you're shaking your head. Right? That's a manifestation of life. What else is a manifestation of life? Tell me, what else is a manifestation of life? If I saw you 12 years ago, how tall were you? Stand up. I saw him outside, so I know how tall he is. Look at you. I wouldn't want to fight with him. You're in my side? That's a manifestation of life, growth. Right? So now let me tell you this. There is different, it happens that there is different qualities of life. It's not just one thing. For example, a plant in your home that you water every day and you see that plant grow. It's a living thing. The quality and complexity of that life is not as complicated like a cat or a dog or a pet in your house, right? Because the manifestations of life of an animal a lot more than a manifestation of life of a plant. The animal can interact a little bit more with you because they have a more complex life. Now take it a notch higher. What comes above the pet? Humans, right? How many humans you know having no friends, no husbands or wives if they are female, and they decided, I don't want to have children, I prefer to have a pet. How many times you hear that? How pathetic that is. Life of a human is much more complex than a life of an animal. The animal can never feel with you, can never respond to your ideas and thoughts. And so if I want to have a true relationship, I have to have a relationship with a creature that have the same quality of life that I possess. If I want to have a satisfying relationship, I have to have a relationship with an equal quality of life. So we can have relationships together. A husband and wife can have a meaningful relationship together because they have the ability to have that kind of interaction because their quality of life is similar. Now think about this. Let's go much, much, much higher. Not a plant, not an animal, not a human, but you're going as high as God, the eternal life. That quality of life that God has himself possessed is called the eternal life. Now God loves us, wants to have a relationship with us, wants us to hear what he says, wants us to talk to him, wants us to understand his thoughts and understand his feelings, wants us to live with him every single day. This is what is it all about. This is the story from the beginning. We, to him, are like cockroaches, right? Did I say that right? Is that the right pronunciation? Forgive my Egyptian accent.